What are some of the worst ways to build a following online? I'm grateful that I have over 2.5 million people following me today because I've made almost every mistake you can make. I mean, there's a lot more you can make probably. I've made a ton of mistakes on building a following online. I hope sharing them with you will be useful because a lot of these things take a bunch of time. Some of them take a lot of money and energy and effort. And now, having done them, I see that I'd have been a lot better off not even doing them, and I don't do them anymore. I will go through right now with you some of the dumbest things I've done in terms of building my following, some of the things that have been a biggest waste of time, and I imagine if you find this helpful, you will help me build a following that is, you know what, I don't even know, why would I want anyone else to follow me at this point? Can't I just have enough at some point? I actually want people to unfollow me who don't care about what I'm making every day, so I trust your judgment on it. Let's start with Facebook. Where's it? Facebook, there we go. Let's start with Facebook. On Facebook, I've spent over $100,000 on Facebook ads. I've done a ton of page like ads. These page like ads, now I'm thinking how much better off I'd be if I'd never ran them. The problem with Facebook page like ads, it gets a bunch of negative feedback that comes in. Even if you run a perfect ad and it's exactly targeted to the right people, someone will hit the Facebook page like button, then guess what happens? They totally forget about your page, and a month later they see your post in the news feed. Why is this in my feed? With no memory that they clicked like on your page ad. They hit hide this from my feed. That's negative feedback to Facebook. Your organic engagement now gets punished, because you just took a negative feedback, and negative feedback is really potent on social media. When you do a whole bunch of page like ads, you are guaranteed to get a whole bunch of negative feedback, no matter who you are. Just because people don't remember why they liked your page, don't remember you, don't care about whatever you posted, haven't naturally built a relationship with you. Facebook page like ads are something that has killed my organic newsfeed reach compared to what it would probably be if I had never ran those. I get a artificially boosted negative feedback amount, and then I get very little organic reach to the people who actually did click like on the page. Now, yes, some of the people who liked my page off an ad are still following me today and have been watching videos and liking posts for years. But the engagement percentage from ads is really low. It's been painful to watch as I've seen brand new pages get started gaming on Facebook from nothing and just build up this huge reach, while I've spent over $100,000 on Facebook ads, and Facebook won't even show my posts to the people I already paid to have them like my page. When you get into this paid model on any of these platforms, you get into the same trap. You gotta pay to get the page like, then you need to pay to reach the person again. And every time you take that negative feedback, it's lowering your most precious quantity, which is page reach. This applies doubly to doing anything like buying fake likes off of a website somewhere or any kind of artificial promotion on your page. It also generates negative feedback from people that come in and intuitively notice that based on what they expect to see, it's different. Almost every single live stream I do, someone comes in and says, oh, you've got 250,000 subscribers and you've got two people watching. That's accurate. You've got 200 million likes on Facebook and you've got 30 people watching. Yep, that's accurate. That's what you get when you use Facebook page like ads. If you can help it, generally, you want to avoid using advertising unless it can help you build a meaningful connection with someone. Video ads, by comparison, tend to be really good if you can advertise a post on your page. Video ads help you build a strong enough connection and they don't directly ask for a page like. Then if someone likes the page, those work really well. I've advertised a lot of videos on Facebook And from those, I've gotten a lot of very high quality likes from the ad. Someone saw the ad, got really excited, watched 5 other of my videos and liked the page. That does work. Another strategy on Facebook you absolutely want to avoid. Do not just do some automatic spam posting from your website. I, of course, did this for about a year. As I joined some new blogging platform, I got really excited about, and now I think is totally stupid. And I shared relentlessly, automatically, every post that I wrote and every post that I shared that someone else wrote on my Facebook page for a year. Now, yes, it got lots of people to join the platform. And wow, my organic reach at the beginning of that versus the end of that was reduced anywhere from 50 to 95%, depending on which numbers you calculate it with. I see so many pages doing the same thing, just automatically sharing these generic posts all the time on the page. And what happens when you consistently share links on Facebook or things with low engagement? Again, the negative feedback comes in. It only takes one post for someone to unlike your page. When that negative feedback comes in, guess what? Then your organic reach goes down and Facebook thinks this isn't a very good post. People don't like it. Then some of the people who really do like what you post don't even end up seeing it. If you want to have really good engagement, I recommend videos are really good on Facebook, and manually upload every single video or hire someone to upload your videos for you. Videos are a very engaging form of content and provide the opportunity to build a deep relationship with the viewer. Just sharing links to blogs and website by comparison, it will get you a fraction of the engagement to the point where you might as well not even do it. When you combine it with automation, really can ruin your reach. Those are some of the biggest downsides of things I've done on Facebook. Let's hit Twitter and Twitch real quick because each of these are pretty quick to mention the same thing. Follow for follow is very tempting on Twitter when you've got almost no one following. And you want to build your account up. Follow for follow works like this. You follow someone and hope they follow back. And if they don't follow back, you unfollow them. There's even groups of people who make it known that they do follow for follow on Twitter, on Twitch, and there's sub for sub on YouTube. There's groups of people who you have a certainty that they will follow you back. I did a massive follow for follow program on Twitter where I got over 100,000 followers doing follow for follow. I then spent over $500 to have them all unfollowed because I couldn't even use my Twitter with 100,000 people that I'm following. How am I supposed to get anything in my Twitter feed? All I see are tweets from people I don't know because I don't know them. I just followed them. This is something you can do on Instagram also. I, of course, did it on Instagram. Follow for follow. I've got over 16,000 followers on Instagram. And I've spent hours unfollowing them. How stupid is that? And yet, it seemed like a good idea at the time. I saw big accounts doing it. Accounts with social media influencers who built up hundreds of thousands of followers doing the exact same thing. For me today, I much would prefer just having the real number of people actually following me and caring about what I've got to say on Twitter. I'd much prefer to just see how many real followers I have on Twitter, but I can't tell now because I went and did this follow for follow mess on my Twitter account. Not only that, but you do things like follow for follow. You can get your account restricted. You can get your account closed. And it just annoys a lot of people also that you followed them, then you unfollowed them. You didn't really care about what they had to share. It's annoying to have that happen. Someone follows you. They just want something in return. Then they unfollow you. What a waste of everyone's time. Unfollow. Don't bother doing follow for follow. It's a huge waste of time. I hope I can save you that trouble by having done it the hard way. Same thing on Twitch. I see people going around asking for do follow for follow. And I started off doing follow for follow on Twitch as well. Got over 2,000 followers at one point. The followers that were worthwhile were all ones I generated from YouTube tutorials. If you really want to build followers, do tutorials and vlog videos. And what I hope this is, do things that are helpful for people. That's how you can really actually build a following. If you just try and fake it, as I'm so good at, such a charlatan! He's a charlatan! If you just try and fake it, sure, you can have a big total following. I do have a massive worldwide name recognition. I run into people all over online who've seen one thing or another I've created. I ran into a guy at an AA meeting one day. He's like, hey, I recognize you. You made a QuickBooks self-employed tutorial. I'm like, yep, I did. That's one of my videos that's not even watched that much relative to the others. If you go in some countries, yeah, I could go about anywhere and be like a celebrity. Yes, I'm well known. But what good is that? It's actually kind of annoying lots of times, especially on Twitch. Do you want someone who's following 500 other people on Twitch to follow you? They're not hardly ever going to come in and watch your stream. And all the algorithms are based on having a real following. So you screw up a lot of the organic engagement algorithms on anything when you've done things like follow for follow. On Twitch, I'll throw another fun thing I did. I actually paid people to follow me. Yes, I literally gave people $10 gift cards to follow me. I gave thousands of dollars of these out. And sure, people take that $10 gift card and follow, and they'd come back a time or two. And after that, where are they? Don't see them anymore. What happened to that $3,000+ from building that initial following? You want to get ahead so fast, you don't consider the long-term results of what you do. If you want to build a following on Twitch, I recommend use Restream and stream to all the destinations. Get people to cross-pollinate. Your Facebook friends come follow you on Twitch. People on YouTube watching your tutorials follow you on Twitch and Facebook, etc. Cross-pollinate and encourage a very small core audience to follow you everywhere. That's how you build a good foundation, by trying to help people and getting out there on a consistent basis. Trying to fake it or going around begging people to follow you does not work. I've done a lot of systems to ask people to follow. I even had various automation or paid people to help out and say, you follow me here, will you please follow? To ask a bunch of people to follow, that doesn't work good either. I've noticed in my following behavior, I just get this desire to follow someone at some point when they've helped me enough, and then I go follow them. On Twitch, going around and trying to even donate, I've tried donating on other channels just to get some attention. It's depressing when you go donate and there's 13,000 people watching and you drop 1,000+ bits in a donation and not one person follows after that. I don't recommend that on Twitch either. On YouTube, good Lord, I've saved the best for last. I have an absolute laundry list of stuff I've done on YouTube that has screwed all kinds of things up for my channel and the organic algorithms. And it's amazing. YouTube still shows my videos to so many people. Now, there's different content creation strategies also. I go for organic search on YouTube because organic search is like gardening. I plant seeds all over, and in other words, I do relentless videos that are helpful, educational, try and help people, and then some of these videos grow into massive, gigantic trees that just bring in huge amounts of viewers, with then the problem being they bring viewers in on, say, a specific game or a specific subject, and if I don't do more of that, the viewers are like, I subscribed expecting one thing, but I'm not getting any of that. On YouTube, the number one worst thing I've done on my channel was a 5-day live stream. And I wasn't active on it. I had price charts going in the background, and I had my music playing. That killed my engagement as soon as I did that. My engagement on almost everything went down a huge percentage. Live streams on YouTube where you're not present are an engagement killer. This might seem obvious, but at one point to me, it seemed like a good idea at the time to try a live stream to just promote my music and to try some price charts in the background. I'd seen some other similar streams with people watching. My audience hated it. There were a ton of people that unsubscribed, and my views went down, rocketed down after that. Almost every video at that point was getting at least 1,000 views in the first few days, and right after that live stream, it just killed the organic engagement on it. Another thing I did right around the same time was I did a huge remarketing ad campaign. Remarketing ads are ads that are shown to people who already went on my YouTube channel. I got a huge ad budget from a sponsor. I dumped a ton of money into the remarketing campaign. And if you saw any of my videos on YouTube for a while, you were on YouTube for a few months, you probably got hit with my remarketing ads a bunch. And that encouraged a lot more people to unsubscribe, to just associate my YouTube channel instead of being something helpful with something that's purely annoying. People see the remarketing ad the 10th time, like, I'm sick of this idiot. Whereas before any of the remarketing ads came up, they thought I was great and I had a lot of value to offer. Doing a bunch of advertising to your existing audience can burn people out, annoy people, especially if you relentlessly advertise the same thing, which I did. And that combined with I did a few AFK live streams. Those two took my engagement down almost 90% on YouTube. And yes, that's a humbling experience. And I am working it back up today where the engagement is higher than it's been in months, and it is on the way to going to the highest it's ever been. What am I doing? Relentless video tutorials. Things like this where I'm sharing an experience that I hope is really helpful for you, where you might be able to avoid wasting thousands of dollars and hours doing things that will only slow you down. Things that will waste your time, your energy, your money. Things that will burn your followers out, annoy people, lower your organic engagement. I'm relentlessly creating new things that I hope are helpful now. And I'm also avoiding taking on any sponsors that want me to spam my audience and sell out and sell my soul and give very promising things if I'll just convert everyone over to what they do. I am grateful that I still have anyone following me after all of the ways I've went wrong online. After all, at one point on Facebook, I sent tens of thousands of messages to try and build my business. I'm grateful I still have a Facebook account, a YouTube account, a Twitter account, and a Twitch account after all the stuff I've done. And I'm extremely grateful that after all these things, you've made it all the way to the end of this. I'm honored that you're here. I hope this makes a difference for you. If I can just save you one thing that I did, then this has been incredibly worthwhile, and my experience with it wasn't for nothing. And these aren't things I'm doing by myself. These are things that I learned from others. These are things that are going on all over the place. And maybe we can help save some others from doing the same things and make a world where we're a little less annoyed by what others are doing on social media. Thank you very much for watching this. I imagine since you've got all the way to the end, you'll love seeing some more of what I create. And I'm grateful for the chance to serve you today.